was the darkness that bid him to run. He saw her there, a bright, radiant light. Her beauty was timeless, her countenance serene. She was a tender white blossom blooming in a meadow of flame. She was alone. He was alone. But the darkness bid him go. Still, as he approached her, he reached to touch her face, to touch the grace that was hers and hers alone. His fingertips ached to touch the softness of her soul. But as he drew nearer, his shadow fell over her. Then the darkness bid him to run. And as he ran, she saw him, crystal eyes peered up at him. And she saw a face within the shadow, and suddenly she was reaching back. The luminous glow of her heart, reaching out to touch the shadow of his own. And still, the darkness bid him go. Do not taint her, he thought. Do not ruin her. Do not spread this disease. Do not corrupt the unmarred beauty that is her essence. So, faster and faster he ran, and faster she pursued him until, at last, they both lay together, each holding the other, her fragile arms more than enough to convince him to stay. He wept. She wept. And she bid the darkness go.